the cost of removal when there's really no value in the product is exorbitant, obviously. One of the issues that we can do, and I know both the county as well as Cal Fire is working on, is looking at strategic places for developing fuel breaks, augmenting some of the resources and response to any incident that comes along. We constantly do training with fire service to make them aware of the risk, not only fire behavior and how flame lengths and intensities may change, but also simple things like placement of equipment and how do you fall the trees differently because they're more brittle and brash. There's also issues of decontamination should we have major incidents like we did in the South Coast this year, so that the equipment that's moving in from out of the county doesn't track it back to where they came from.